Flin Flon ended the SJHL showcase with a second win in 2 days, beating Melville 5-4 in overtime. The Bombers picked up their second victory despite the first game of the showcase ending barely 12 hours earlier, moving to a 3-1-1 record on the young season. Melville captain Zach Kane got the Mills on the board first, capitalizing on a 5-on-3 and beating Kenneth Marquardt, getting his first regular season start as a Bomber goalie. Once the power play expired though, the Bombers would find their own momentum, tying the game up on a point shot from defender Dryden Jeannot. The Regina native's first junior A goal made it 1-1. Flin Flon would earn their own 5-on-3 late in the frame, with the team gaining a lead via Cole DePero, who fired home a silky feed from Jaden Mercier to make it 2-1 Bombers heading into the break. That lead wouldn't last long. Aiden Lemaire would tie the game less than a minute into the second period, with a long shot finding its way both through traffic and past Marquardt. Liam Bridger would flip the score back to a Flin Flon lead though, getting the last touch on a puck that ping-ponged its way into the crease and past Mills netminder Kelton Pine. The Bombers would take another lead into the intermission, up 3-2 after 40. DePero would add his second goal of the day off an early third-period face-off, making it 4-2. That lead, sadly for Bomber fans, would not last. Peyton Kostishin brought the Mills back within one on a long point shot. Then with 6 minutes to go, Braden Freifogel would tie the game up. Overtime would be required, for the second time of the Bombers' young season. Unlike the first time, the Bombers would come up with the victory, thanks to Jackson Martins, who followed up a chance and swatted a rebound past Pine to end the game as a 5-4 Bomber W. The Bombers will move into a 4-game homestand to start a busy October, where the team will play 11 games during the month. The homestand starts October 1 with a game against the Nipawin Hawks.